blackface. They feature eyes and nose and red lips. Perry says they were meant to be a nod to surrealism. Andy Field, ABC News.
Fox Sports Trending now.
Bad blow for somebody today. Former Mississippi State defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons suffered a torn ACL. He was training for the upcoming combine. He was projected to be a first-round pick in this year's NFL draft. Meanwhile, Antonio Brown posted a tweet earlier today thanking Steelers fans and saying it was, quote, time to move on and forward, end quote. He was also found guilty of reckless driving back on an incident in November of 2018. He was caught going in excess of 100 miles per hour. Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reed's three-year deal is now complete. We get $9 million guaranteed in 2019, but there are zero guarantees after this upcoming season. Buffalo Bills have signed former Jets guard Spencer Long to a three-year contract. And Golden State Warriors power forward Draymond Green has a knee contusion listed as questionable for tonight's game against Utah. I'm David Gascon.
We are Fox Sports!
Bullseye on weather on AM 930. Light snow tonight with a low near 25. Wednesday brings a mighty wind and more snow and a high of only 30.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarge joined alongside Matt Douglas. Having some fun here on a Tuesday. It's rainy. It's wet. But you know, there is a plus to all of this. And that's the fact that all the snow we received back on Sunday night, it's basically all gone now. You have any left?
Yeah.
You still have some?
I don't know. I guess I haven't been. It started raining, what, last night? No, I guess it was gone this morning.
I had plenty this morning. Now it's gone.
I get a little bit of that slush when this starts to hit. I don't know. I'll have to see if it's at home when I get there.
I almost guarantee it's gone.
All right.
Yeah, it's got to be gone.
We'll see.
We will see. You know who we do see right now? Our good friend Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. It's our local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. You're running out of time. 2 days left to get on down to Vandermark Jewelers. Valentine's Day is Thursday. Stop procrastinating and get on down to Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry right across the street from the hospital on Broad Street. You pay a visit to Jim and Bob Vandermark. They're going to set you straight and make sure that you're a winner on Valentine's Day this Thursday. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Good to be seen. Good to be seen. So,
well,
yeah.
You've been all over the place this week.
Sounds like you've been busy. Yeah,
sounds like you've been real busy. And I want to begin with something that came down the pipe earlier this morning. And I don't know where you come out on this, but is no news considered to be good news when it comes to the public at Monday's meeting and in opposition or in support of this clubhouse marijuana dispensary?
You know, it was one of two hearings that myself or, you know, Bruce Walton, one of the other reporters, went to in Elyria. The other one was in an EPA hearing on the old Aztec property. And, you know, oddly enough, nobody from the public showed up to thumbs up or thumbs down anything. You know, we both kind of sat there in meetings, and mine was a little more crowded than his, but there were some city employees there and a city council there. And the only council person who opposed the clubhouse's conditional permit was Phil Tillett. And he made it pretty clear to me he thought it was a bad deal, not because he's opposed to medical marijuana, but because there's not a real clear guidance, you know, between the state and the federal government. The federal government still considers marijuana, you know, a Schedule I drug. It's still illegal. You can't possess it, can't grow it, can't sell it. You know, state legislators, you know, came out under Governor Kasich and said, you know, we want to approve this medical marijuana plan. I don't know if they feel as though it was a windfall for, you know, for the economy. We're talking about multi-million-dollar, you know, investments by some of these partnerships in, you know, in the city, and it's all well and good. But you know, Councilman Tillett had some real questions. He's like, are we assisting in money laundering here? you know, are we going to get in trouble down the line, you know, when the U.S. attorney comes out and says, you know, these can't be here. You know, he had some real questions, and city officials, I mean, I think they were doing their best. I, you know, don't get me wrong, but they were saying, well, we don't know if this is going to hurt our insurance. You know, we don't know if this is going to hurt our bond rating. We don't know if this is going to hurt, you know, our stance with our bank. They just don't know at this point, and the banks and insurance companies haven't said anything, and they've been, you know, but they also can't accept, you know, quote unquote drug money, if you will. You know, from these companies, and you know they can't be clients, you know. But you can't say when somebody's just dumping a bunch of money into the ATM, you know, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, all, you know, all day. There's a great story. I think it was the Denver Post did it some years ago, where there was a guy who owned one of these dispensaries, just going from ATM to ATM to ATM at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, depositing $9,000 at a time, because anything over $10,000, the bank has to report to the IRS. Huh. So he was trying to skate underneath that. And meanwhile, you know, the guys that were transporting his product and his money otherwise, you know, to other places, were these heavily armed, you know, former mercenaries in Afghanistan, who they're paying, you know, to transport this stuff so it doesn't get hijacked. Like, this is, you know, 1880s, wow. you know, Wild West. So there, I think Mr. Lai has a lot of good questions. We are looking into his questions, and we'll hopefully have a response from federal authorities, you know, down the line, you know, in the paper. So keep watch.
Keep watch indeed. Boy, I tell you, I was watching closely a story that you had collaborated with a couple days ago about a gentleman named William Snowflake Rosa. Holy cow. Well, boy, what a story here. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into this, because for the second time in his life, he broke the record for this video game called Tapper. An interesting game where you basically get to play bartender. That was really fascinating. But you mentioned to me, there's more than just sitting down and playing this game.
This is a super cool story. All right. First of all, I didn't know that the world record holder for 2 years, he had a 2 year span between 2015 and 2017, where he was the world record holder in this game with 10 million some points. That record was broken in I believe the summer of 2017 by a yoga instructor / pilot in Texas who was not really a video game person per se, but Will Rosa said, you know, I want my record back. So he went and in a 25 and a half hour marathon from 9 o'clock Thursday night until 8:35 Friday night, until 10:30, until the machine broke at 10:30.
Wow.
Friday night, because these machines are not built for longevity. Let's be honest about it. He kept going, and the Twin Galaxies, which is kind of the arbiter of these records, is going to have to, you know, approve or disprove the score. But he was live streaming it, and this is pretty impressive. And his wife Brandy was very gracious to talk to us, and said, you know, it was quote unquote game over after he started bringing home these arcade cabinets. And he said, now what am I going to do with all of them? Well, start breaking records. So really cool. And I mean, he was in the groove, so it was like no talking to Will while he's doing this, but he's talking to people on his live stream. And he and his wife were very gracious to invite us into his world record attempt, and he broke the record once again. So yeah,
that's cool. Why was Tapper the game that did he say? Why was that the game that he was always kind of drawn to?
You know, I should have asked. No, you know, I didn't ask, but
it is fascinating. I was looking it up after I read that story on YouTube and everything, and it's funny because it's actually like Budweiser was a sponsor of the game. You can't see that anymore.
Originally, the controls were tap handles.
Yeah,
And I mean, there's all this Budweiser marketing in it. The old, kind of quadrilateral, Budweiser signs, stuff like that. And it's really kind of interesting. So
everybody out there is wondering, and I'll give you a chance to answer this, because when we first started talking, I was wondering this as well, and you told me that he played this thing for an entire day straight. You can go all day without sleeping, but there are some other things you can't go all day without doing, and you told me he kind of strategized for this.
Here's the strategy behind it. You get as many extra lives, as many extra guys as you can. And then you run to the bathroom for 30 seconds. You try not to, try not to have too much caffeine because that's a diuretic. You know, you try not to drink too much water because nature calls, right? So he would scurry to the bathroom for 10 to 20 to 30 seconds, whatever, lose 6, 7, 8 lives in the process, come back, gain those lives back. And he had it all plotted out and mapped out and planned out. Obviously you want to try to have the cabinet as close to the restroom as possible. So you're not taking too long, but, he took some strategic breaks and the guy's got it down.
Well, good for
you. I'm hoping to sit down with him, in the future and just talk about how all this came to pass. So
that's funny.
Got his record back. And see, nice. I think that's fascinating. Number one, I can't believe he played that thing for an entire day straight. And essentially, like you said, he played until the machine just kind of broke down, but he had to factor in for things like that. I mean, when you've duty calls, you got to answer the bell.
You got to do it. And there is a fascinating, I'll put in a plug for this, a couple years ago, fascinating documentary called King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters. Absolutely fascinating film. And there's been some recent developments in that story because they stripped one of the guys of his world record because they found out that he may have cheated.
But no one likes him.
Well, he's not painted in a real positive light in the film.
He doesn't help himself any. No. I'll say that.
No. But absolutely fantastic. If you want to learn more about marathon video game records, especially on these old 1980s cabinets.
Very cool stuff. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on our local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Skipping ahead to some more great news, this coming from Chapin Custom Molding. Boy, more jobs. It was certainly very, very impressive, no doubt about it.
55,000 square foot facility over there on Oberlin and Larry Road in Carlisle Township. And they are hiring. They are currently hiring. ChapinCustomMolding.com, C-H-A-P-I-N, CustomMolding.com. Not to put in too big of a plug for them, but if there are people out there who want to get into or have been in plastics molding, they had as of the writing of that story, they had 9 positions open. So anybody who's looking for that, and they look to double their double their employment, within the next year to 18 months. Wish I could have gotten on the floor to talk to them, but they're busy molding plastics. So, another story for another time. But they are hiring, and they are busy at work, and so that's good news for the area.
Speaking of busy at work, if you've been in the area of Gulf Road within the last couple of years,
it is open.
Very, very busy at work there too, and everybody seems to be very pleased that now it's back open. Although we were talking earlier, maybe for a day, right? They might shut it down again.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. They might shut it down real quick to do some other finishing projects, I guess.
Yesterday I ran into no fewer than 3 people who said, "I live in the area," and thank God.
I bet.
So they say, that used to be my route to work. And some of them work for the city. And they said, thankfully that's open. And city engineer John Schneider, who's been a real, real great help to me, always accessible. And, he said, look, the weather affected, the time frame for this. But now all they have to do is, backfill a retaining wall and all the guardrails are in. And and that's a rough area because when you get up around the golf club, up around Valley of the Eagles, you get curves and turns and soil berms, and you have to watch for erosion and things like that. And he said, we'll have temporary traffic delays, coming up to do some of that work on some of the manholes, and fix a few little minor items. But for right now, it's open up there. Of course, south of 80, south of the turnpike, and with the east side relief sewer that has to go in by EPA mandate, they are still doing work. So as soon as you get south, south there, but Gulf Road is open. That's the important part. Gulf Road is open, Illyrians. So
you can use it.
Yeah, you can use it. Go take a drive.
Use it and everybody rejoice. Before we get to your scanner stories, wanted to hit on one last story here. Seems like some help is needed for St. Mary's School in Elyria, as they're certainly having some struggles right now, and they need the enrollment numbers to go up in order to stay open. We had administration on from St. Mary's School a couple months back. And I know that at the time, they were certainly looking for ways to boost the enrollment numbers. But in the story that you wrote last week, they really need those numbers to go up.
And that's and right now they're sitting at about 111 students, grades K through 8. They need 130 to stay viable. So they need 19 more as of the writing of my story. 150, that'd be fantastic. You know, they can go for a while longer. That's obviously a feeder school for Elyria Catholic, as is St. Jude's. St. Jude's has, as I understand it, plenty of students. They're doing pretty well. But this is an ongoing 30 or 40 year trend where Catholic schools and enrollment in Catholic schools in particular is declining. And has been over that time. Now, that being said, in the past decade or so, I read that 300 Catholic schools have opened, but that has not caught up to the number that has closed. So St. Mary's needs some help. If your kids are interested in a Catholic education, go over there. They have a special tour, Tuesday tours, where you can just pop in, and if somebody's available, they'll take you around, talk to the staff, see what the kids are doing. Our offices are right across the street from there, so we can look out and see the kids out in their plaid uniforms and the cute little uniforms, playing ball and singing songs, and they do mass, and it's a faith-based education. Now you don't have to be Catholic to go there. Mm-hmm. The principal was very clear on that. But if you're interested in your kids having a faith-based education, check it out. And there is help with tuition, and there are scholarships, and through the EdChoice program through the state, you may end up sending your kids there for free.
Yeah, nice.
So it just kind of depending on your financial need and that kind of thing, but accessible to downtown. And I don't mean to sound like too much of a booster, but. When a school is open for 160 years and is the original location for Elyria Catholic High School, that's something that's really important to the community. And, we're in the community, too. The paper's there, too. We always love to send a photographer over or go over and take photos and talk to the kids and do what we can to tell Elyria's stories.
Yeah, I know the morning show did some stuff over there for the opening of the school year, I think, one year. Did they put any kind of timeline on how much time they have to kind of get that enrollment up?
They would love to see another 20 plus students by the end of the month. That's what they'd like to see. And that's coming up real quick here. That's in, a little more than 2 weeks now. So anybody who might be thinking about, a change in their child's education, or wants to re-up over there, give it a look. Take a look.
So this is kind of immediate. They need to get this things is, up
this,
pretty quick.
We are the clock is ticking. And, unfortunately I wasn't able to put a bug in anybody's ear over the diocese. Don't know what their plans are. It's a diocesan school, and there are other options here in Lorain County. And I think the diocese has over 100 schools, anywhere from K to 12 that they operate. So, here's the hoping that St. Mary's has many more years to go.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you loose, my friend, we always enjoy finishing with the scanner stories. I've read a pretty good one earlier today, and I think you retweeted one from last night, but what were some of your favorite scanner stories from the week?
Well, I had one from February 8th in North Olmsted, a fight at Fuzzy's, where a woman lost her keys and, quote, she's beating everyone up. another one in Cleveland where a male was complaining that the church bells were disturbing him while the church was complaining that he was disturbing the church. And last but not least, and we talked about this a little bit in the break, Bull, I follow a Twitter feed called Overheard on Duty. I can't repeat the at name because it contains a profanity. This is what the officer and one of his detainees were talking about on the way to the jail. Quote the female passenger. So I know it's awkward because you're taking me to jail, but do you want to maybe grab dinner next week? Mm-hmm. Unquote. Officer, you literally just put a knife through your baby daddy's leg. Wow. Unquote. Quote the female inmate, yeah, but I'll be single then.
Wow. Well, I mean, you got to take advantage of the opportunity because she didn't know she was ever going to see him again, right?
This is accurate.
Wow. Opportunistic, if nothing else. Always entertaining.
Hey, love sneaks up on you, right? You can't. The heart wants what it wants.
Right. Not to look past in that one, but yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah. All right, Dave, a pleasure as always, my friend. Always love having you here in studio. We'll do
Happy
it again
to do
next
it.
Week.
Happy to do it. Just let me know.
All right, good stuff. Again, Dave's appearance brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you stop by and see Jim and Bob Vandermark and the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. If you're looking for a gift for Valentine's Day, and we're getting pretty close to last-minute territory, yeah, you can get chocolates, you can get flowers, but nothing drives the point home like some jewelry. And you'll find the best of the best if you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers. Pay them a visit right across from the hospital on Broad Street. That's Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Time for a